Recently, when discussing the problems created by illegal immigration, President Trump referred to riots and other problems in Sweden that they were experiencing with their open border and social program policies. Liberals in America, or some of the Swedish authorities actually, claim that there are no problems in Sweden caused by immigrants. Here's a fact of life. No matter how well you paint over a picture, someone sooner versus later will always find a way to discover that original picture that you painted over. The tool in this case is the Truth in Facts. As my next guest recently wrote about, she is the senior editor with TheStream.com, Rachel Alexander. Thank you for being here today, Rachel.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
And it's Stream.org to read Rachel's work. In this case, we're talking about the column entitled Fact Check, Trump is Right, Violence is Rising in Sweden. And I want to start off with a quote that the news media seemed to want to be selective of what they paid attention to. And it goes as follows. This was President Trump speaking. We've got to keep our country safe. You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. He's referring to crime, violence. You can go to YouTube and certainly see it from Swedish news sources. But it seems like that's too many words and too big of an idea for the news media to pay attention to. They just want to focus on Trump saying the words last night, and they're refuting all that he said by saying, well, nothing happened last night, which isn't the last night he was referring to, right?
Yeah, I mean, they are basically trying to focus on a red herring. You know, Trump explained later what he said last night. He meant this Fox News show, Tucker Carlson, the night before, which had been discussing the violence in Sweden. So what the media is doing is they're just trying to ignore, you know, the massive violence that's going on, and it keeps increasing. And in fact, I would argue that you could technically still say last night in Sweden because the violence is occurring every single night. The people over there have gotten so used to it that they no longer run headlines about it because it's just a fact of life. The police do nothing about it. You know, the police will come out to a riot after the riot ends. But there, you know, there's 55 no-go zones in Sweden now. The media won't admit that. They say that's, you know, fake news. But law enforcement in Sweden themselves have said that there are 55 no-go zones. So, you know, like you said at the beginning of the show, you know, the media is trying to sweep this under the rug. But the reality is the violence is so bad, rapes have increased 250% since 2003, that you can't ignore it.
If you look, too, at the numbers that, you know, the police, fortunately, in spite of the lack of support they're apparently getting from many of their leading politicians in the country, when you look at the number of cases that they have to deal with between, this was an article I found from last year in 2016, between January and April, the migration agency in Sweden handed over some 2,645 cases to the police for deportation. Just 1,255 of those were classified as complete. Two-thirds were deported by force. The rest left the country voluntarily. Police estimate they'll deport 4,000 people this year, up a third from last year, but not much of a dent when you consider the 22,000 criminal deportation cases currently under consideration. And that was a year ago.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, Sweden's taken in 650,000 of these Islamic refugees so far. And, you know, 35,000 of them claim to be unaccompanied minors, but they're very likely young men that are likely to get into trouble. They're just being overwhelmed, and the law enforcement admits, you know, one guy posted on his Facebook, Muhammad, Mohammed, Ali, again and again, basically referring to the fact that these people they're arresting are virtually all, you know, these radical Islamists. They're not, you know, the regular Swedish people. And so this guy is now under criminal investigation for incitement to racial hatred. The leaders just deny it, and they just want to pretend. And, you know, this one video blogger said on YouTube, she said they just want to pretend that their, you know, assimilation, their multiculturalism, their feminism is working.
Yeah, if you want to define assimilation as the majority surrendering to the minority.
Well, and that's what's happening. I mean, you hear these people talk about how, you know, they're implementing Sharia law in some of these European countries, and right, because the Islamic religion does not allow for tolerance of other religions. And so if they come into an area, they're not going to want to get along with the, you know, predominantly Christian or, you know, other religions.
Well, Rachel Alexander, senior editor of The Stream, her recent article, Fact Check, Trump is Right, Violence is Rising in Sweden, which you can read at stream.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I guess one of the, I mean, you think of a refugee or an immigrant looking for, I guess the phrase would be, land at the free, home of the brave, in whatever country it may be. But it seems like there's money to be had as a refugee in Sweden. Between the financial support you get, the housing, the education, you can make out quite well as a refugee.
Yeah, that's why a lot of the refugees are making their way to Sweden and not other countries, because their welfare system is so great. If you look at my article, I posted a picture of a housing complex in what's considered the heart of this Rosengård Malmö. It's southern area in Sweden. And you can tell this building looks beautiful, where, you know, these welfare people are living. It's got a wonderful, you know, yard out next to the building, and I can see why everyone would want to go there. But the country doesn't have the money, though. I mean, seriously, you take in 650,000, you know, these immigrants, many who are incapable of working, and you put them all on welfare. I mean, the country can't survive that.
You write, too, about how the refugees bring the culture along with them. So for women in Sweden, what does that mean?
Well, when you look at the crime rate is going up the most on crimes against women. So in addition to rape, sexual molestation crimes went up over the last year. I believe it was 15 or 20%. I've got it in my article. Which even this you know, left-leaning media outlet that reported it, you know, says that's a pretty alarming number, percentage.
I reference to, I mean, you can do Sweden riots search on YouTube, and you can find video after video. It's usually civilians with smartphones doing the video, because the news media doesn't want to anger the leaders of the country and, I guess, lose their access and then lose their jobs. But how can anyone rightfully, sanefully deny what's going on when you just listen to law enforcement, who thankfully, but that's got to be discouraging for them. I guess we can maybe parallel how Swedish law enforcement must feel with maybe how the U.S. Border Patrol felt under the Obama administration. They just don't have this any support from those who they need it from.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, thank goodness for these citizen journalists who are uploading the videos, because you can't deny the fact of the videos. I mean, if you look at my article, some people have left some comments, and this one just really makes me laugh. Some person named Linda leaves a comment that says, "Neither you nor President Trump should speak over the government of Sweden. You do not know more than Swedish spokespeople. How dare you spread fake information about other countries you know nothing about?" And so this other guy named William Maddock jumps in response to her and says, "So the video is not of a riot in Sweden then?"
You sure the person with that initial comment isn't part of the Swedish government?
I mean, the citizens are more honest than the government. And why should we believe the government anyways? Look how many countries in the history of civilization have been run by corrupt governments. You know, this is nothing new.
Well, it seems like Angela Merkel in Germany has some compatriots with the leadership of Sweden when it comes to refugees. And just to close out and give you an idea of just what the society, this whole open border situation is creating. They have, as you can probably safely assume, radical Islamists in Sweden plotting against law enforcement. As Rachel writes about, they'll plant a bomb in a trash can, put it on fire. When the fire department comes out to put the fire out, right, the bomb explodes on them. So I guess that would be classified maybe by the Swedish government as workplace violence.
Exactly. And you know, this is the kind of treatment they're giving our law enforcement, and that's why our law enforcement doesn't want anything to do with it. You know, you probably saw the other one where they'll pretend like there was a robbery and they'll call the police, and then when, you know, two police officers go out to check it out, they've got 30 to 40 young Islamic men standing around, and then they start throwing rocks at them. So they ambush them. So it's basically anarchy.
Well, despite the media's attempt to hide the truth by focusing on two words as opposed to the big picture, as I alluded to in the introduction, sooner versus later, with the work of others, the actual source and the picture and the truth does come out, and that's what we see with the writings of Rachel Alexander, the citizen journalist with the phones I referred to, and whose videos you can see on YouTube, but check out over at stream.org. Fact check, Trump is right. Violence is rising in Sweden. It will make you aware and make you second guess what people say about denying the truth, as was the case with Sweden and the rioting and the endangerment of citizens and especially children that rising culture is creating. She is the senior editor with thestream.com. Rachel Alexander, thank you for the truth and for being here today.
I appreciate it. Have a great day. Bye.